So, if you're in agreement, we all had a testimony, so that's why I passed things out. So we'd like to just stand up and just thank the Lord. Once again, a sacrifice of praise. He's delivered us from potential serious auto accidents, new birth with grandchildren, propagating for future generations. And Dean talked about that. People he did not expect to see him in heaven were there. And we talk about the Veterans Memorial Day. We have generations that preceded us that had interceded for family members and us. We've been engrafted. So you can imagine that someone we've never met, could have been 1700s, could even been during Jesus' time, that saw the future, someone brought into the kingdom, and how God protected that from generation to generation. And if you read the Bible, how they try to kill Christ and all the persecution upon the body, and yet Christianity lives. It's not a person. It's God's word that lives, and we've been engrafted. So we have a Memorial Day. Jesus died for our sins, for all mankind, and we're here today because someone had prayed us into the kingdom, interceded on our behalf, or you had like a Paul experience. Jesus came and revealed himself directly to you, say, I am, who are you kicking? I am the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have that revelation. What do? Some people run away from Christ when they hear that. Other people have the revelation that God's alive. He loves me. He's guiding me towards him. And that the choice is always ours. So if you're willing to offer up your sacrifice of praise, and if you didn't get a token, we have our voices, our hearts, and our hands. So can we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the remission of sin, the forgiveness of sin for all men, for all time. And that's all we need to do is to call upon the name of Jesus and we shall be saved. And Father, you know our hearts. You know our desires. I think we do have an inkling of what pleases you and what displeases you. And Father, forgive us when we displease you, because we know what's in our heart. The scripture says the heart's evil, but you've given us a way out. It says if we would confess our sins to you, you're faithful to forgive. So no matter what we have, we can lay it down at the altar, at the foot of Jesus, and be renewed and fresh. We don't have to carry burdens around. We don't have to hide behind sin. We don't have to hide behind a hardened heart that you've been hurt. Have the freedom to step forward today in the love of Jesus Christ and offer that same love to those who offend us and persecute us. And Father, give us the strength. Because as we celebrate Memorial Day, men and women who we never even met died in places so we will have freedom. You died and had to die so we can have freedom. We are no longer impressed by the devil. We are no longer impressed by death. Dean Braxton's message about eternity being in Christ, yes, but wherever we are, we bring the presence of God, bring the presence of the kingdom here to earth. So for the rest of our days, for the rest of this morning, Father, we just welcome your presence in our hearts, in this body, in this building. If we haven't talked to you lately, forgive us, but we're here now to seek you. We just come to seek you. We come to thank you. In Jesus' name. All right. So I'm a little torn. So I will do the two opening scriptures, because this ties in what Dean was saying. And then we'll do Huggy Break music, then the sermon. We'll keep that in order. All right. Matthew 12. Yep. So this is Jesus speaking to the apostles. And it goes into what Dean had said. Dean had said, it's not our works that get us into heaven. And it's not our sins that are going to keep us out. So Jesus says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. I get so aggravated. I know when I'm not in the spirit. When I start looking at other people saying, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing that, don't you know who Jesus is? I'm tired. I am not filled up with the spirit, because I'm looking at what someone else is. I say unto you, all matter of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto me for what I've done. And if I can receive that, doesn't mean I want to continue on. See, there's a difference. Some people, I want to say he's a dear friend, he's an acquaintance. And the philosophy is, God knows I'm sinning, so he's sinning. He's just doing whatever he's doing, and he's boasting about it, that he's in sin. And I cringe, because that's not the message I got from the Lord. When I experienced his grace and mercy, there was a change in my heart. There was a change in my heart. And when I start looking at you, like you should be doing this, I know I'm not where I should be. It's gradual. I sense it. All right? So I have to repent and say, okay, Father, what am I doing? And guess what? He usually reveals my secret sin, or I admit to it. Right? There's no hiding it. He gives us that opportunity. So if I'm hiding something, I see someone else doing it, it's like, well, you shouldn't be doing that. And the Holy Spirit's saying, well, what are you doing? But we're not talking about me. We're talking about them. You know, them. Keep, right? Push the Holy Spirit away and say, you deal with them. Go sick the Holy Spirit after them. I'm good. I'm okay with my sin. And that takes a mature believer, a childlike faith, to believe that and do that. It's so freeing. Okay, but the second thing is, and this is what Dean was referenced to, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven to men. So when we're doing ministry and we see people swearing, using the Lord's name, swearing, doing everything else, in the flesh you get angry. But Jesus is saying all matter of sin and blasphemy will be forgiven. Because he already said that he's the way. He's died for the sin of all men for all time. So it's just a change of perspective. Jesus is saying what he's going to be doing. And he's saying, this will happen. I'm going to forgive all men for all sin. And but when we're experiencing that, when we see people see sinning, like, don't you know better? This is the Son of the living God, our Redeemer. Of course the flesh riles up, but that's the flesh. Okay, next scripture, please, Carol. And whoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, Jesus, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither, and this is the key, neither in this world or the world to come. So when this, in our today's secular world, when people are just really going rampant and doing whatever they want to do, opening in sin, and we get offended, but Jesus forgave them, made the opportunity at the cross to be forgiven for their sin, as well as our sin. And there's some doctrine, like, you do whatever you want, you get into heaven. No, the key is confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and believe it in your heart. And the scriptures say, when the people come to Jesus, we did works in your name. Really? In his name. But their heart, they never gave the heart to Jesus. So I can open up a fruit stand and call it Peggy's, right? And sell fruit all day long in Peggy's name. And it could be all rotten fruit, but I'm doing it in her name. Oh, no, I think I'm really good. Huh? How dare I? I won't do that. You know that. But when we do things in people's name and you're not with it, you're not with it. I mean, at work, how many times does the boss say, we're going to do this? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. Your heart's not in it. I don't care what you say, boss. We're going to do it because I'm getting paid and you're telling me I have to do it. But my heart's not with it. Being a believer, well, we still have that option. Jesus with the Holy Spirit anoints us to do something. Am I in for it? Yes. Or in that work situation, the word, Lorraine, the word crucible came up this morning. I was thinking about this. We're going to a work environment which is hostile. And it's like they turn up the oven 7 times higher and it's put you right in contact with that person or situation you don't want to be with. And rather than complain about it, which I complain about it, turn over to the Lord. And once turn over to the Lord, he works. That person doesn't know Jesus. He's reacting the way he does. I'm having a hard time with that because it's been, say, 15 years. I'm trying to get a handle on how someone acts, like how I used to act and how resistant I was to the scriptures. And when someone would share the scriptures with me or try to witness to me how it wasn't even me so much that didn't want to hear. It was like there was a spirit, we're in a spiritual warfare, that did not want me to hear the good news of the gospel. And it reacted. Like, oh, no, you're not, no. So, Lord puts us in places with a light this morning. So, Carol says I go on tangents, but hopefully this is the right one. All the lights were off this morning. We turned on the light switch. some people will see. Our light switch never goes off. People always know we're Christ. When we're having a mountaintop experience or we're going through that valley ourselves and we're struggling with the Lord, say, Lord, really, I'm going through this stuff, and someone says, I know you're a Christian. You shouldn't be acting this way. And you say, get your nose out of my business. I'm having a moment here. But the world knows and sees the Christians because of the spirit within them, the Antichrist, and the spirit of Christ within us. And the world is always looking for a witness. So this morning I'm hitting the light switch. Say, oh, the light's on, light's off, light's on. So may our lives be a light to people that are in darkness. They may not like us. They may not comprehend that, but they know there's something in you. And our job is to remain in the peace of God, no matter what comes against us, that we're able to share the gospel in season and out of season. I find it so much easier to talk about Jesus without all the equipment. That's where, for our ministry, it's always one-on-one or for a few people. So this is a distraction. But Father, I just want to thank you for loving us before we loved you. Thank you that you put it in our hearts to come seek you. And that this particular physical place you have created over the years, an atmosphere that we can come freely to you, that we can cast aside our belief system, what we think and feel. We're exposed to the truth and the power of the gospel, which challenges our carnal nature, which is so contrary. And you provided an atmosphere where we can test the scriptures and use the Bible as an application in our lives. Not just for theory, but actually, how can we use the gospel to have a victorious life? How can we bring the kingdom of heaven to earth? How can you use me, meaning us, to share your gospel? I thank you that you created such an atmosphere, and I thank you that we come seeking that. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, the sermon is going to be on Psalm 103, God's love, God's remembrance. And how does it start? I like visual pictures. So the visual picture is three men in a garbage dumpster going through the garbage out of a supermarket. They all have fallen upon hard times. But the one guy just lost everything. Wife, kids, car, job, everything he has just lost, and now he's just surviving. So he hooked up with these other two guys, diver dumpsting, just to get food. And he has questions, but there's a leader, like, this is what we do. But next to this dumpster, there's a pristine dumpster at another grocery store, and they're complaining because they never have any garbage. It's always clean. So they agree again to meet at the dumpster the next day, next evening, to get their food. They're not going to take any assistance because we're men. We're good. We know how to handle ourselves. But they're living in a dumpster. So they're at the dumpster again, and this time the dumpster's locked. There's a sign on the supermarket. No more scavenging. It's all for liability purposes, right? And they're complaining. Oh, what are we going to do now? So this young man who just lost everything says, what about... Well, what should you tell me about this restaurant? I've never gone to that restaurant. Everything's free. Everything's free. The doors are never locked. Everyone's welcome. I guess, why would we go there? Because over my dead body. I'm never going to step foot in there. So they leave, and the man opens. Believe it or not, the doors are open. So he pushes the door, and there's the grocery store. All this food, perfect food, doesn't rot. It's the incorruptible word of God. Okay, that's why that is. That place that doesn't throw out stuff is a church. A Bible-believing church that shares the word of God. It's non-corruptible. That's the reason why the dumpster is never full. There's nothing to throw out. Everything's pure and perfect. So now they come back on the third night, and there's only two guys. What happened to the leader? He dropped dead. He died. So they're having a conversation. What about this place that has this food that doesn't rot, that they don't throw it out? Why don't we go in there? They didn't know inside there was a pastor who's been pastoring for a while, and he doesn't see fruit. Day in, day out, he shares the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he thinks that no one's hearing. Why would you go into a dumpster, he says, and go for rotten food, moldy food, try to get You might get arrested. And now they lock this thing on you. And what we have here is fruit, is food, a living hope, Jesus Christ. Not going to go. Not going to go. This young man that had just lost everything. Survival. He's never had to live on the street. He's following the people on the street because he has to survive. But Psalm 103 comes into his remembrance, because as a child growing up, his parents would take him to church. They would pray over him, pray for his salvation, pray that they come to know Jesus. So, isn't this contrary? You just lost everything, you're going through a hard time. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and that's all that's in with me. Bless his holy name. I'm sure going dumpster diving, you would not be praising the Lord. Next one, Carol. Once again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And that's the start of the sermon. Forget not all his benefits. It's not that you're homeless. It's not that you're in a dumpster. It's not that you lost everything. There's benefits. Okay, Carol? Who forgives all our iniquity, who forgives all the sins, and healeth all the diseases. We forget that Jesus went to the cross to forgive us for all sins for all mankind. But when he was on the cross, by his stripes we're healed. A benefit of the Lord. Carol? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Can you imagine living in a dumpster? And there's a benefit from the Lord. It's going to redeem your life. And it's not your physical life. It's your eternal life. Our eternal life. Who's crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. There's a scripture about the other mercies. It says, cruelty is the tender mercies of the devil. But here, God, he crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God's benefit. Okay, Carol? Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Dorm break. Lorraine, we're talking. We're looking a little tired. We're just getting a little tired. We're waiting for the Lord just to renew our strength like eagles, that we can do the things we did when we were 20 years old. Right now, this feels like a little tired. But that's God's benefit. Oh, okay. God executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Not only does he free those who are oppressed. I think when the devil's really poking at me, seeing if I'm worthy, if God really forgave me, or brings up my sin, and he's always accusing me, that's what you did, like, no kidding, but I'm forgiven. And the more I stand on that, it seems like he tries to up the ante. Goes, oh, really? What about this? What about this? Like, oh, come on. Like, I forgot about that. Jesus forgot about it. The word says that. He throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Our sins are far as from the east as from the west. But the devil, that's, he's living up to his name. He's the accuser. Right? So when he gets in my head, when the devil gets in my head, I think that judgment's coming upon me. He's judging me for what I did. Devil's been judged. And he's been freed. I've been freed from the oppression of death. Been freed from that. But the devil's a liar. He keeps on kind of, yeah, you're not saved. I can't forgive you. He made his way known to Moses, his acts upon the children of Israel. Okay, this is the scripture reading. Okay, next one, Carol. We're going to read right through these. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. All right. He will not chide always, neither will he keep his anger forever. Okay, I'm going to pause on this one. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. This is going back to something what Dean was saying. that our good works don't get us into heaven and our sins don't keep us out. So God's mercifulness. So we may be sinning. God has not dealt with us according to that sin. Some people who don't have the revelation of that, of God's grace and mercy, continue on the way because, you know what? I didn't get caught. I'm going to continue that way. Not being led by the Spirit. If you're led by the Spirit and you're sinning, the Holy Spirit will convict you. The devil will condemn you. There's a difference. So, after having, I can tell you, how many people here have been condemned by the devil? Well, you're doing something and he either leads you down that way, and once you do it, now he lets you know you can't be forgiven. You're stuck. You made your bed. You're going to lie in it. There's no hope for you. That's the condemnation. Conviction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lets you know you're on the wrong path, buddy. I would ask the Lord if I'm doing anything wrong, hit me with a 2x4. And he did. And I said, well, how about a 4x6 to make sure I got it? Oh, he hit me. He said, why don't you put the bridge out sign? Oh, he did that. The bridge was out. And I, full speed doing what I was doing. Holy Spirit was convicting me all the way. And I'm just going to do what I was going to do. But God didn't deal with me for what I was doing. And neither does he reward me according to my sin. And my whole testimony was, when you're in sin, and if you don't know Christ, and you are rewarded for sinning, why would you change? If you're lying and stealing, you get everything you need, and you're not being convicted by the Holy Spirit, why would you change? I got everything. Yeah, I took advantage of this one, and I took advantage of this one, and I'm stealing from that one. No one caught me. No one knows. But God won't reward us for that. At the same time, he won't punish us for our sin. Okay, Carol? So this is about God's mercy. It's as high as the heavens is above the earth, so is our mercy for those who fear him. East and the west, he has removed our transgressions from us. Okay, like a father pitieth his children, so is the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Okay. He knows our frame. He remembered that we are dust. Okay, count this hole there. Adam was formed out of the dirt. Had no life. You talked about dying, the spirit leaves. God, breath of life, he breathed into Adam and gave him life. When Jesus was resurrected, he breathed life unto the apostles. That's the breath of life. God knows that we're made out of dust. He knows our nature. He knows we're temporal. He sent Jesus as an example for all who would follow. Jesus came as a man. Birthed and died as a man. So we're not angels. We're not superhumans. We're dirt. And that's where we're going to go to. But God's mindful. Okay. For as man is his days as grass, a flower in a field, so he flourishes. Meaning short term, temporal. We can see it now, the grass is green because it rained, and in a couple days, if we get hot sun, it'd be parched. That's our life, fleeting. For the wind passes over it and is gone, and the place therefore shall know it no more. Holy Spirit comes over the field. And it's gone. It doesn't come back. That seems depressing, if you look at it temporal, from our perspective, God is better than that. He will show us. Okay. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, his righteousness unto his children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Okay, Carol. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I believe that's it, Carol. Okay, you can clear it out. You can clear it out. So this morning we were all given thanksgiving and praise to God for what he's done, the benefits are, how he protected us, a new birth, the ILMA, a profession of a family member being saved. We don't see it yet, but you've prayed for it and others have prayed for you and come to agreement, so that has already happened in the spiritual realm of Christ. And it'd be nice to see the fruits of our labor. So the benefits of God are secondary. Everything that he's provided, the primary benefit is God himself in Jesus. And at times when we go through life and go through the oppression, the struggles, the hardships of life, we can easily forget or be distracted from his benefits. David said he renewed his mind by the washing of the word. That is the word for this morning. If you have forgotten the benefits of Christ and God the Father, if you're tired and you don't think it makes sense, or you're thinking of saying, oh, the other way was better, this is way too hard, I just ask that you forgive yourself for even thinking that. And it's natural, we do go through those stages, but to remember the benefits. But not just the benefit of all of that, but the benefit of Jesus Christ, that he loved us, that he died for us, that we have eternal life if you accepted him, if you called upon his name and confessed him with your mouth and believe in your heart. You have that. And just rejoice that we have a future and a hope and a promise in Christ. And today with Memorial Day and the weekend of remembering our veterans, is a good reminder of Jesus and the benefits that he has done for us.